We are the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law. Today issued a statement calling on the newly elected presidency of the International Criminal Court and the chief prosecutor of the court to ensure that Nigeria is not allowed to explode and implode. And we said that because having Israel the circumstances that led to the election, the caliber of people elected, we believe that it is time to identify with them and heartily congratulate them, and at the same time directing the attention to what is going on in Nigeria. The truth of the matter is that Nigeria is at crossroads of uncertainties. The fact remains that the country is in a state of war against itself.
But Emeka, supporters of the government have dismissed calls by your group, including other opposition groups, for an independent investigation by the ICC about the growing insecurity in the country. They said this is a problem for many countries across Africa and the world, and that terrorism is being combated by government. And that is what the administration currently is doing in Nigeria. How do you respond to that?
What is going on in Nigeria is not a peculiar situation. Besides, the ICC statute does not have any provision for exemption of this kind of goings-on in Nigeria, this kind of troubles Nigeria is undergoing. In the ICC statute, the crimes are clearly defined. Their perpetrators are also clearly defined and they categorize into state actor and non-state actor perpetrators. So the position of government of Nigeria is outrightly dismissive. Such position can never be taken serious by people of conscience and people who have integrity and people who know their onions locally and internationally. The truth of the matter is that the Nigerian government is complicit in what is going on in Nigeria. Simpliciter. So that's whatever excuse the government is giving is null and void.
Well, Emeka, critics of your organization are saying that by calling on the International Court to investigate some of these issues that you're bringing up, it's basically calling for an international interference in Nigeria's internal political situation, and that Nigeria is capable of handling some of these things, and that is exactly what the government is doing. How do you react to that?
So, as a third party to ICC, there is nothing like interference in the internal affairs of Nigeria. Secondly, and very importantly, under the ICC charter, there is existing principle called principle of complementarity and zero impunity. That principle allows the ICC, a member state of ICC, to address the alleged crimes whenever it is alleged that crimes has been committed, international crimes have been committed, or are suspected to have been committed. So that principle allows that government to address the issue.
Emeka, some people are criticizing your group for not being forceful enough regarding what they said are growing insecurity in parts of the southern part of the country. How do you react to that?
Inter-society has never changed. We are raising a strong condemnation of all forms of violence, whether perpetrated by state actors or non-state actors. But what the truth of the matter is that what is playing out in Nigeria today was caused remotely and in the open by the same government of Nigeria. When you push people to the war, nothing, you can never determine what will happen. Look at the recent case where over 550 innocent and defenseless Igbos were abducted by Nigerian army and bundled to secret detentions in northern Nigeria, where they were detained for 4 to 5 months outside for official record, outside public knowledge, including 60 women, about 60 women among them, many of whom were raped by same soldiers. Until today, Nigerian government has not said anything.